Okay, we'll get started with the third and last session.
好，我们再来今天的第三段课程，也是我们今天最后一段课程。
Yeah, I think if I go for 40 minutes, we might finish off 10 minutes earlier also.
今天可能会稍微早一点点结束。
I have to correct a couple of mistakes. In the last session, I mentioned that it was Oppenheimer was a Jew from Germany. He was an American, and he was responsible for the nuclear bomb program.
So he was not from Germany?
Not from Germany. He was Jewish, but he was already in America when the war began.
Oh, 好，那个，我们需要稍微这个纠正几个讯息啊，就刚刚讲到的那个发明火箭的人啊，他是犹太人，但是他不是从德国去美国的犹太人，他在很早就已经在美国了。
But he was a crucial element in developing the atomic bomb, which they dropped on Japan. So that helped end the war very quickly, or quicker.
而且呢，他也是那个在美国发明，还有这个火箭把它射到日本去，造成让那个二次世界大战更快的结束。
Yeah, they say the atomic bomb was a terrible thing, and it was. But actually, by dropping the bomb on Hiroshima and then Nagasaki, it actually stopped the war a lot quicker. And they say many millions more people would have died if they didn't have the bomb.
虽然这个原子弹的发明哈，对人类的世界来讲，或许是一个不见得是很好的事，但是这两颗投到日本的这个原子弹呢，却可以让后来世界上，整个因为战争，二次世界大战战争而死的人大大减少，然后让战争快速的结束，这也不见得不是一件好事。
And even during the Cold War between Russia and America, it was the fear of being bombed by the other country which actually stopped the two countries going to war.
而且呢，在这个冷，就是苏联跟美国冷战时期哦，他们两边呢都很努力的在发展原子武器、原子弹武器。那双方都因为害怕彼此会被对方的原子弹给炸了，所以反而造成了一个在紧张中一个平安的状态。
Yeah, so you know, we say weapons are very bad and very evil, but actually, when you have weapons, it means that you can use the fear factor over your enemy, which can actually stop a war from happening.
虽然这些武器不是什么好东西哦，但是有时候我们在看说这武器的竞争哦，反而让对方彼此大家都不敢去这个很任意妄行，所以反而造成了世界的和平。
And another thing we need to correct is we were talking about the verse from 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, but the Chinese name was incorrect.
好，另外就是刚刚讲的这个不应该是列王记下，而是这个历代志下，历代志下的七章十四节才是刚才我们在提的那个经句，请大家修改一下，历代志下七章十四节。
Yeah, in English, we call it chronicles, and chronicles sort of means a historical record.
所以 chronicle 这个历代志，意思就是所谓所有历史的一个时间表。
Yeah, and the Book of Kings, of course, is sort of a history of the kings, but when you actually study those four books, because you've got Chronicles, the first and second, and then the first and second Kings, they actually overlap quite a lot. So you find the information in both of those books is quite similar in some cases.
而历代志跟这个列王记呢，他们其实几乎是在讲同一个时代的事情，所以你很多从国王的角度跟他的历史的角度可以互相参看。
Yeah, because they cover the same general periods of history.
因为他们这个就是刚好在讲的是同一个时代的事情。
Now we'll carry on with the slideshow.
好，那我们现在再继续看我们的 PPT.
Okay, step number 4 here. Correct prayer is application of faith-based principles.
然后第四个祷告的程序呢，就是我们正确的祷告呢，是必须在一个信靠与安息的这个概念下执行的。
Now, I've never really spent a lot of time specifically going over the faith rest drill, or not in the last year or two anyway.
过去这一段时间呢，没有花足够的时间真正把这个信靠与安息的这堂课再完整的讲。
And the reason is because we have the books about that. We have the book, The Faith, Rest, Life, and there's one called Christian at Ease, and then there's different writings on the websites as well.
因为呢，这个信号与安息呢，我们已经有很好的书本了，然后而且有几篇有关这方面的这个道都在我们的网络上面可以看得到。
But the general principle, of course, is that when you apply faith to your situation, the word of God to your situation, and believe in the word of God, then you have peace in your soul. You have rest in your soul.
所以那个主要的概念呢，就是说，当你相信神的话语。而信靠神的话语的时候，你的魂就是能够得到安息，所以你就会有一个安息的状态。
And just to give you the basic equation, this is sort of a review as well, but it might encourage you to go back and read the books as well. So if you have problems, and that, you know, everybody has problems, of course, and then you have mental, I'll just say mental attitude sins.M-A-S. Mental attitude sins. See, you have a problem and then you're facing your problem with a mental attitude sins. You're reacting. You have anger. You have fear. Feeling sorry for yourself. Something like that. You know, any sin applying to your problem and that's going to equal stress in the soul.
好，我们先来看一下哈，就是当我们生活遇见困难，就是有问题的时候呢，我们再加上我们呢，这个我们的心理的一个态度的一个罪，好，比如说恐惧的罪啦，担忧的罪啦，好，或者是嫉妒啊这些，或者生气啊这种，都是属于我们心理状态的罪。那这两个加在一起呢，就会成为我们的魂里面的一个压力。
Remember, all mental attitude sins have arrogance as part of its component.
这种所谓心理状态的罪呢，大部分都是跟我们内在的傲慢有关。
Because you're saying it's all about me, and then because it's all about you, now you're getting afraid because maybe you're going to lose something or something's going to happen to you. Or you're going to feel angry to somebody because they changed your plans or they stopped you from going somewhere.
因为这个傲慢呢，常常都是来自于我们的自我中心。那所有的你的，不管是你的气愤，或者是你的这个嫉妒，或者是你的恐惧，都很可能跟你原本的状态，你想要的东西，好，事实于你的想要的东西有了改变的时候，你就会有一种这些所谓内心的罪出现。
And when you get to this state of arrogance where you're thinking, you know, why is this happening to me? You have to realize that in God's plan, God's got the details all worked out. You know, God is in control of history.So if you're going to be complaining, you should be complaining to God. And then that would make you realize, well, this doesn't make sense. Because people are complaining about their problems. But you have to remember that history is designed by God. That problem is in the divine decree.
好，所以因为我们常常呢会有一些事情不如我们所期待，我们就会发现这是一个问题。而这个问题呢，我们就会很好像埋怨好其他的人或什么。但是你要记得的是，真正所有的事情是在神的掌控之中，所以如果你要抱怨，你也是应该跟神去说，而不是抱怨你旁边的人。
Yeah, if you have a problem, you have to realize that the problem has a reason. There's a reason for the problem, and God has given you a solution.
而你会有一个问题呢？那个问题一定是神会设计这样的问题给你，一定是有它的原因的。所以神会给你这样的问题，神也一样会给你一个解决问题的方法。
Okay, so that's where you have the problems, and instead of reacting to the problem with mental attitude sins, including arrogance, then you have to respond by applying a problem-solving device, or maybe even more than one problem-solving device.
所以呢，当我们遇见问题的时候，我们不应该进入所谓的心理状态的罪，而应该要去用所谓的解决问题的方法，就是我们十个解决问题的方法去处理这个问题。
So you have the problems, and then you're responding with the problem-solving device that is going to solve the problem, and then you have rest in the soul. So very opposite to the stress.
然后呢，如果你可以在碰到问题的时候呢，用解决十个解决问题的方法的时候呢，你的魂就会得到了一个休息，也就是说，你就会有一个安息的状态。
And here you're changing your focus. See, in the first step, the focus is you. It's all about you and what's going to happen to me and all the rest of it. Whereas here the focus is on God and God's solutions.
所以呢，在上面呢，就是所谓的有这个你的心理的状态的罪，是因为你把所有的事情都把它专注在你自己身上。而下面这个方式呢，就是你是用神所给我们的这个解决问题的方法，你就是等于是把专注放在神的身上。所以当你放在自己的身上的时候，你就会有一个压迫感、压力。那你如果是放在神的身上的话，你就会有一个安息感，你就会有安息。
The key is to be able to apply this before this happens. Because if this happens first, you're out of fellowship. Yeah, so you have to name your sins, and then you can apply this.
好，所以呢，当我们在碰到问题的时候，如果我们发生了这个所谓的心理态度的罪的时候，我们要赶快跟神认罪，才得回我们与神的关联。这时候我们就可以进入专注在神身上，然后可以用解决问题的方法来得到魂里的安息。
Yeah, see, as a growing believer, you're bound to react in some way. And then afterwards you might think, oh, hang on, that's not right. But again, you name your sins and you get back in fellowship. But if you keep doing this a lot, eventually you'll recognize the problem first and you can apply the solution before you sin.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们很可能刚开始的时候还是常常会进入到这个心理态度的罪，然后但是我们如果一发现，我们就去跟神认罪，然后我们就可以开始进入到用解决问题的方法解决。那但是我们如果常常都是在一个属灵的状态下的时候，我们在后来越成熟的基督徒就会变成呢，碰到问题了，我们就直接用神给我们的解决问题的方法，就不会掉入这个心理态度的罪里面。那我们这样的话，就是可以长久的保持在一个魂中有安息的状态。
And actually, if you look in the book, like The Faith Works Life, it actually tells you that there's steps in your thought processes you can do to help respond properly to the situation.
所以我们要好好读一下那个解决问题的方法，十个解决问题的方法，也就是那一本信靠与安息的这本小册子，它就教导我们如何能够一直保持在安息的状态。
It's a very simple process, but once you get used to training with it, it's called a drill, a faith rest drill, then it becomes easier and more natural to apply.
而这个方法其实很简单，就是你如果习惯了去用它的这个步骤的话，你很容易就可以保持在这个安息的状态，就是信靠与安息的状态。
What you do realize also is that when you know that God is solving your problems through application of the Word of God, you don't need to be praying so much, God help me for this and God help me for that, because you realize God has already helped you by giving you the Word of God. See, a lot of people's prayers are based on the fact that they want God to help them, but really they're supposed to be helping themselves by applying the Word of God.
那我们也要从这个学习使用神的话语，那我们就越来越能够在碰到问题的时候就可以解决，而不需要一天到晚都要去跟神祷告说求神帮我们解决。
The reason a lot of Christians pray, of course, is because they have problems. What I'm saying is if they haven't learned the problem-solving devices, they're praying because they have a problem. You know, that's why a lot of, especially the newer Christians, they pray because they have problems.
有很多人的祷告，尤其是一些比较之前的基督徒，很可能他祷告都是为了他不知道怎么解决问题。
And that's natural, of course, because if you're a new believer, you don't know how to solve your problems.
这是很自然的，因为当我们是一个新的这个基督徒的时候，我们真的不知道如何解决我们生命上面对的问题。
Yeah, but as you learn the Word of God, you find that you can actually solve your problems just based on the Word of God. You don't need to ask God to somehow interfere or intercept with a miracle or to change things. You're quite happy with the way things are. What you have changed is your attitude.
而当我们呢成为成熟的基督徒的时候呢，我们就因为一直都在使用神的话语，所以我们就却改变了我们的态度。那因此我们就觉得问题就不太存在了。
So eventually, your problems, they remain, but you've got a solution to deal with the problem. Well, it's not like your problems are going away. It's just that you realize that they're not really the problems that you thought they were.
所以当这样子的状况下呢，我们碰到问题的时候呢，我们也许那个问题还是存在的，但是我们的态度改变了，所以我们所看到的那个问题已经不是那个问题。
Yeah, and especially if you realize those problems, remember, you know, adversity is supposed to be your friend. So now your attitude has changed. Instead of looking at this thing you're trying to get rid of, you can embrace it and say, this is good for my spiritual growth.
而且我们甚至知道呢，逆境帮助我们在属灵生命成长。所以我们当我们看到碰到问题的时候，我们反而不再去埋怨，也不觉得难过，就很高兴自己的属灵的生命得到了锻炼与成长。
Now, I'm going to look at a couple of verses here. We're talking about praying in faith. And so we'll look at the first one here is Matthew 21:22.
好，那我们现在要来看一些这个因着信心而做的祷告的一些经句。第一个是马太福音的21章22节。
Okay, now it's a crucial verse here because a lot of people think, well, if I pray and I believe, then it's going to come true.
这个是很需要好好讨论的一个经句啊，因为这个经句说，因为有这个经句，很多人就说啊，只要我祷告，我相信了，我就会得到。
And that's what it says here, yeah. And all things that you ask for, all things, if you ask for whatever you ask for in prayer, believing those things, then you will receive.
因为这个经句就很明白的写了，不论你求什么，只要你相信，就可以得到。
And you know, the word here, you've got panta, which really literally means all things. So really, you'd think, if I can ask for anything, and if I believe that, then that's going to happen.
所以这写得很明白啊，就是无论什么事情，我只要祷告了，祈求了，就应该要相信就会得到啦。
Okay, but the key word here, we've got this word pistiontes. So we're going to have a look at this. This is the word that they translate as believing.
但是我们要来看一看这个里面的这个信到底是什么意思，因为在希腊文用的这个字，它真正的意涵是什么。
Okay, and we've learned, like, for example, from verses like Romans 10:17, that faith comes from learning the Word of God.
罗马书十章十七节说，相信是来自于了解神的话语。
Okay. Now, the root word we want to have a look at is this word pistis, which they translate as faith.
好，这个字呢，pistis, 它是被翻译成信，信心，信仰。
That's the root word of the verb that we see in this verse, Matthew 21:22.
那这个字呢，这个信，信的，是刚才我们看到的那个经句里面那个动词。相信的字根。
And it's really important that you understand that faith, or the origin of faith, is that when you're hearing something, it doesn't even have to be from the Bible, you're believing in the spoken words of somebody, and that is your faith. Those words that you've heard, that becomes your faith.
我们要了解这个信，这个字 它代表的一个意义是在于说你听到了一个话，而这个话变成了你的信心。
I've given the example, a little child, everything he learns is by faith. He's playing with a cat. And the mum says, oh, you found the cat. And he might say, oh, what's a cat? And she said, this is a cat. So now the little child, he's learning a word, cat.
我们要知道啊，所有的人在从小在学习话语的时候，他就是看到了啊，比如看到一只猫，然后他把它抱回家，他妈妈说啊，你找到一只猫啊。他其实根本之前不懂什么叫猫，他要先相信他妈妈说的这个就是猫，他就信了这个是猫。
He's not making a conscious decision to say, I have to believe my mum. He's soaking up the information, but he's actually learning that through faith. He's trusted in his mother, that his mother is teaching him properly.
其实呢，这个孩子他是不需要有一个说相信与不相信的一个头脑的运作，他百分之百就是相信他妈妈，所以他妈妈说什么他都是相信的，所以他妈妈说这是猫，他就相信这是猫。这对一个小孩来讲，他所有的学习都是因着他相信。
And a lot of religious societies, I'm not talking about Christian societies, but just religious societies, whether it's Buddhism or Catholicism or Islam, for example, they're taught from a very young age. If you be good, if you're good, then you can go to heaven.
所以呢，从很多的这种有宗教信仰的国家哈来讲，他们不管是说印度人或者是中国人哈，从小他们就可能被教导说，哦，你很乖。好，你做善事，你就会上天堂。所以他们从小也就相信这个。
So the child, as he's growing up, he's hearing that taught in many different ways, but he's believing the words of the people that are telling him that.
所以呢，一个孩子呢，在这样的国度里长大呢，他都一直在相信人家教他的。
So really, his faith is information that he's believed.
所以所谓的信仰，它就是一个。你相信的资讯。
So faith here, in terms of the believer, our faith is the word of God. It's what we're hearing. It's what we learn about in a Bible class, and that becomes our faith.
而我们的信心就是来自于像我们基督徒，就是从我们的圣经课里面在学习得到的东西，就成为了我们的信心。
You also see this concept in Hebrews chapter 11, and it says, for example, because of faith, Abraham did something, he sacrificed his son, and God was glorified. Because of faith.
那我们也在圣经里面看到说亚伯拉罕因为他的信心而他能够荣耀神。
And if you look through Hebrews chapter 11, more homework for you, but you can read through that, and many of those verses begin, because of faith, something happened. Because of faith, something happened. All the way through that chapter.
我们可以回去再有一个功课，就是希伯来书十一章。你看到他一句一句的都在讲说，他因为怎么样，因为他的信念、信心，所以怎么样。
And the word there, all the way through, it's the same word, pistis, or cognate.A word that has this word in it. So it's something to do with pistis.
所以在希腊文里面，在这个希伯来书十一章里面，就一直会看到这个 pistis 这个字，就是信念、信心的这个字，在希伯来文的圣经希伯来书十一章里面。
Okay. And so these people, like Abraham, for example, why did he sacrifice his son? Because he'd been taught about the resurrection through words, through teaching.
所以为什么亚伯拉罕会有能力去把他儿子献祭，那是因为他就是学到过所谓的死而复生的这个概念，他相信他的儿子是可以死而复生的，所以他才有这样子的献祭的这种信心。
He believed the information.
他相信他接收到的资讯。
And then he applied the information by offering up his son.
然后他呢去相信他接受到的信念，然后呢他就把它实行了，所以他才会献祭他的儿子。
Okay, so the word pistis here, that's actually a noun, but when you see it as a verb, it's pistuo. Pistu, there's an omega on the end. So the word here as a verb is pistuo. That's a verb.
好，那如果把这个信念 pistuo的这个所谓的名词呢，就会变得 pistion。
So really, the word as what you're doing is you're taking the faith as a noun. Faith means what you believed, and it's application of what you believe. That's what the verb is.
而这个所谓的信念这个名词呢，就是把信。相信变成了一个执行的状态，执行成的结果，那就是一个名词，就是你的有了信念。
And I'll say an application of what you believe, and really the what there is the information. So application of the information that you believe, the information you've learned.
所以呢，你把你的所相信的事，把它执行出来，这就变成了一个信念。
And for the Christian, we can even go one step further. The information that we're learning is doctrine. It's Bible doctrine. That's what we're learning when we learn about God's plan.
而我们相信的这个资讯，对我们基督徒来讲，就是我们所学习的圣经教义。那我们把圣经教义去把它执行出来，就是一个信基督徒的信念。
Now, we talk about walking by faith, but walking by faith really just means applying the word of God.
那如果说以凭着信心而前进行走的话呢，基本上就是将圣经的经义教导的经义呢，我们把它给执行出来。
Okay, so with that information now, let's look again at this verse, Matthew 21:22.
好，那我们再回来看一下马太福音21:22。
See, when Jesus says, all things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing means applying doctrine, you shall receive.
所以我们现在回来看这句话说，你们祷告无论求什么，只要信就必得着。这个信就变成是什么呢？是你能够应用实行圣经教义。
Because if you're applying doctrine, it means the will of God. You know what the will of God is. So when you're praying for something, you're praying for something that God wants you to pray for and He wants to give you.
所以意思是我们要祷告的是我们神愿意教导我们给我们的。所以当我们这样祷告的时候，神就会让他得着。
You know, I think that's a good place to finish off for today.
Tim 说这应该是今天课程要结束的一个好的点。
Okay, and then on Wednesday we'll continue on. There's a couple more verses we need to look at about praying with faith to add to this.
那我们礼拜三呢要继续呢再来把这个所谓的信心信念要怎么样的运用来再多讨论一下。
Should we open up for questions or should we just finish off?
大家如果有问题的话，我们可以花一点点时间来回答问题。
我想问一个问题。
好，好，请说 ，Bibi。
就是祷告，其实就是不是说我们想祷告，就是随着自己的私欲去祷告，上帝都会听。就是我们的祷告要祷告在神他的旨意当中，他才会听。可不可以这样理解？
嗯。So she said, if we pray, not based on our personal desire,、mm-hmm. but based on the God's will, then God will listen.
Exactly.
完全正确、right.
The secret, though, obviously, is to know exactly what the will of God is, and yeah, that can be sometimes a little bit difficult to work out.
而这个最重要的这个奥秘是在于我们是不是真的了解神的旨意在哪里。
Some things are very obvious, but then other things can be very subtle.
有些事情呢，神的旨意应该很明显，但有些时候呢，神的旨意却是模糊不清的。我们就是我们不了解的。
Yeah, and in other cases, maybe it's the will of God that He wants to answer your prayer, but it's just not time. So you might have to wait a week or a month or a year.
但很有可能呢是因为神他愿意来回应我们的那个祷告，但是时间却还不是现在，所以他也可能要神要在一些时候之后才会让我们看见他真正的旨意是什么，然后才会看到我们神回应我们的祷告。
It could be because the circumstances around you are just not quite ready yet, or maybe you're not ready.
那这种状况常常可能是因为我们四周的状态还没有到位，或者是我们个人状态还没有准备好要接受神的回应。
Anything else to add?
那
好的，谢谢 ，Thank you.
Okay. Thank
you.
Okay. Anyway, so let's pray now.
好，那我们来做结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you can teach us these things about prayer.
感谢天父教导我们有关祷告的事情。
We pray that through these things we will become more effective in our prayer in order to see them answered.
那我们希望我们的未来的祷告都越来越有效，而且能够看到神的回应。
We pray that through your will, you will guide us in order that we can understand your will and so make our prayers more accurate.
那我们也请求神呢，能够不断地引导我们，让我们更能理解你的旨意，而让我们的祷告更能符合你的心意。
And also that we be encouraged to continue to pray, whether it's for our leaders and the governments or the churches or the people around us and even ourselves.
那我们也希望我们更有努力，更努力地去祷告，为我们的国家，为我们的政治的领袖，为我们的教会，为我们四周的朋友，甚至为我们自己做祷告。
We give thanks also for the prayers that are offered up on our behalf by Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
而且我们也希望我们的祷告是与这个耶稣基督和圣灵同在。
And also give thanks to you, knowing that the circumstances, every circumstances that you provide for us is always the best circumstance.
我们也感谢 天父，我们所有的状态，所有的选择都是你为我们精心选择的，都是对我们最好的。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告应着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.